It's now time for a locker room chat with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler after their third consecutive shutout, but this wasn't any ordinary shutout because they defeated Frankfurt, number four then in the entire state. Final score was 46-0 on the road. Coach, I mean, you said this before we even got on the call. You weren't quite expecting an outcome like this.
Yeah, you know, I was incredibly pleased by the way our kids played, and you know, I never expected to shut Frankfurt out, but our defense played extremely well, and you know, I think limited them to two first downs and 63 yards of total offense. So how can you not be happy about that? So I was pleased with the way our kids come out and you know, play defensively, and you know, I told our guys after the game, actually offensively, I thought we could play a little better. You know, Frankfurt made us make some mistakes. We fumbled twice. You know, we missed some blocks, and you know, we did some assignment things that we did wrong that we don't normally do. So, you know, we definitely got some things to fix, but overall, I mean, you know, I was pleased with the way we played.
Yeah, kind of going back to your guys' defense, as you look back at the tape, what were specifically some of those things that were going right for you guys?
Well, you know, I think we just had eight guys fly into the football, you know, and a lot of times we were getting off blocks and you know, had more than one guy making a tackle, which, you know, is always a good thing when, you know, offensives make you guys miss. And so, you know, we were energetic. You know, our guys were, like I said, getting off blocks, and we had more than one guy making tackles. And you know, defensively, Frankfurt's kind of a passing team, and I was proud of the way that our defensive backs kind of shut them down. You know, Frankfurt's kind of an air raid attack this year, and you know, we did a good job of slowing that down, that's for sure.
And flipping back to your guys' offense once again, there were a few plays where I felt like the option wasn't quite working the way I'm assuming you wanted it to, with the decision-making from Brandon, or sometimes the pitches. It was kind of a half pitch, kind of a half kind of keep. What were your thoughts on the way that transpired and your plans to possibly adjust some things in that side of the game?
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. That's one thing that Frankfurt did to kind of slow us down and did a good job at. And I think they had Brandon confused a little bit, and we kind of adjusted at a halftime. And you know, it's something that we'll definitely work on this week, and so we don't have that mistake again. But, yeah, you know, they did a good job of slowing us down there, you know, he needs to be ready for that, and hopefully we can improve on it.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more from Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler ahead of their game coming up against Donovan West. And, Coach, this is a Mustangs team that has struggled quite a bit this season. Your thoughts on what you know about D. West this year?
Well, you're right. They haven't won a game, you know, but they look better on film than what their record indicates. They have, you know, been doing a good job of getting better every week, and you know, they're doing a good job of mixing up 50-50 on the pass run, and you know, they're just like every other team that, you know, is 8 weeks into the season where they're getting better all the time.
And, Coach, you guys are going to be playing on the following Thursday for your first playoff game. Not to look too far ahead, but how nice is it to know kind of what to expect in terms of when you're going to be playing ahead of that matchup?
Yeah, it's always nice to kind of get an idea of when you're going to play. You know, hopefully we should have a home playoff game. And you know, hopefully I think we got to wait the outcome of this week's game to decide who we play. But I think we play the loser of Wakefield and St. John's Beloit, so... we don't know who we play yet, but you know, it's nice to know that we should have a home game.
Coach, going to take this last opportunity here in this section of our show to kind of let you talk about your guys as seniors. Of course, this is senior night for you guys. Tell us individually what you like about each of your seniors from this year.
Yeah, so we got three seniors this year, Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, and Grady Bussing. And obviously, they've been a huge part of our back-to-back state championships teams. And obviously they're, you know, energetic to go get the third one here in a row. But, you know, Grant and Sawyer have been kind of anchoring our line for quite a while now, you know, for 2-3 years and doing a great job of it. You know, they are incredibly smart at what they're trying to do. You know, defensive, a lot of times they try to throw some things at us that kind of confuse us and they're able to adjust on the fly. Those two guys talk more during the game than I think most people realize and adjust how they block and you know, kind of get our line anchored that way. And you know, Grady Bussing, he's a kid that, you know, I've said this many times, is probably the most underrated player on our team. You know, he just won, you know, TVL cross country. You know, he's a kid that's just a phenomenal athlete and, you know, plays post for us in basketball and you know, just does a great thing for us all the way around. And you know, is a kid that loves to live in the weight room, and you know, it kind of shows if you look at it.
Yeah, all guys with great size and athleticism. We hope to see them for 6 more wins all the way through possibly your 3rd consecutive state title. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck on Friday against Donovan West.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
That was Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and BND Buildings.